Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How's that Trump transition going? Joining us now to discuss, Senator Jim DeMint, South Carolina, but lately been running things over at Heritage Foundation. It's like you never left the Senate, though, Senator DeMint. You know, your impact is still felt. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Brian and Larry. It's good to be back with you. And this is an incredible time to see the thousands of positions that have to be filled in the next administration. And about 400 of those have to go through the Senate, where I was a few years ago. So we've got a lot of expertise to offer an administration, and I feel real good that Donald Trump seems very interested in getting the very best people and the policies that can help him make America great again.
Well, I would love to talk to you about specifically Dr. Ben Carson, named yesterday as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, the stuff that the Heritage Foundation pumps out through your think tank and also the posts that are written at your blog, The Daily Signal. You really focus on reinventing and reexamining what our housing urban policies are, our poverty policies. But there's concern that Dr. Carson doesn't have any experience in this realm. You heard Nancy Pelosi yesterday saying that he is uniquely, disturbingly unqualified for this job. Well, what do you have to say?
Well, we got to know Ben Carson real well during the campaign because he was very serious about being informed on every issue from foreign policy to domestic policy. He's clearly very intelligent, very committed to the people of this country. He grew up in a very poor urban neighborhood. He knows exactly what these people are dealing with, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, like many government agencies, is just bloated with bureaucracy and waste. I'm convinced that Ben Carson has the commitment and intelligence to make that agency work for the people who really need it, rather than just the political system that uses it, whether it's for jobs program or other political reasons. He is a committed, intelligent person, and if anyone can run it, he can.
I want to turn to James Mad Dog Mattis, a man who's been chosen by Trump to be the next Secretary of Defense. It turns out that they're going to need not only to get his confirmation, but they got to get a waiver passed that will allow someone who served in the military to serve as Secretary of Defense. And they need apparently 60 votes, and some Democrats are saying they're going to stand against it. What's your sense of it? Can he get the waiver? Is this going to be a thing?
Well, I hope not. It's not unusual to have to get a waiver when someone in the military does this, but we need someone who understands how our military is working all around the world, the problems we have. I mean, we've decimated our military in every area, whether it's ships, the number of troops, the training that they're able to do. And Mattis knows what he's doing. He's been doing it for years. He's tough. We need someone like that. Nothing much surprises me about what goes on in the Senate, but that would be a terrible thing because this man had served and served really honorably, that they tried to block him in the confirmation. But we'll get some of that. The Democrats will have to show off for their constituency, and so people like Mattis and Jeff Sessions will probably get tough hearings, but it would surprise me very much if they actually tried to block him.
Well, speaking of tough hearings, you just mentioned Jeff Sessions, your former colleague in the Senate who's been nominated for Attorney General. Charles Schumer and other Democrats have suggested this is going to be a long process, and of course they're going to bring up all of these stories that killed his nomination for a judgeship back in the 80s. I wonder if you could say a little bit about your friend, your former colleague, and this suggestion that in some way he is racist, he is in line with the KKK, that he's a sympathizer. What's your experience?
It's actually the opposite of that. In a time when it wasn't fashionable in Alabama, Jeff Sessions was fighting for integration and equality, and there's ample evidence to prove that. But you know what happened years ago when the Senate blocked him was really just politics.
Sure was.
And Jeff has such a great record of service and has been reelected a number of times in Alabama. So they can bring it up, and they'll bring up things that aren't true. But Jeff can, I think, handle that very well. Another very capable person who's committed to country. He doesn't need a job, but that Justice Department needs to be cleaned up, and Jeff Sessions can do it.
Let me ask you to weigh in on this meeting that took place yesterday in Trump Tower between Donald Trump and Al Gore. It was said to be a lengthy and productive session. At least that's the way that Al Gore described it. There are a lot of conservatives who look at this and they go, that gives me just a little bit of heartburn. What's your thought about it?
No, I think Trump has surprised people since the very beginning of this, and he continues to, whether it's meeting with Romney or Gore. And what I've seen is there's no retribution about Trump. He wants to get the job done. He's looking for people to get it done. And I doubt if Al Gore will be in his administration, but I think there are probably things that Donald thinks maybe Gore could help with on the outside. So I have no idea, but he seems to be showing, that he's willing to work with anybody who will work with him.
All right. Now that is a politician's answer.
Yeah,
you're not working the Senate anymore now, Jim DeMint. Now let's get to the hair. I know my Heritage Foundation well enough to know that there is absolutely nothing that Al Gore and Jim DeMint could ever agree on when it comes to climate change. Is there?
Absolutely not, except that the climate is changing. I'm just, and it always has. That's why people talk about the weather. But whether or not the globe is warming, I think we're going to see this winter another side of that. But we need to clean up the environment and stop trying to do the political stuff here. I mean, we've been pushing climate change all over the world at the expense of many, many jobs. We need to get back to cleaning up the water and the air and for preserving this planet for the next generation. A lot of the climate change policies have nothing to do with that.
So when Al Gore says we've found some common ground, we're looking for common ground with the Trump transition team over climate change and policies, your antenna's up a little bit on that, right?
Oh yeah. And I know Trump has been cynical about it, but he's serious about the environment. And that's what I think conservatives that I know are. Let's talk about the environment and not things that maybe changing the temperature of the earth 100 years from now by a fraction, by costing people jobs. Right. I think there's a lot of irrational political correctness going on in this climate change agenda. We just need to take care of the environment.
I feel so much better now.
Thank you very much.
Jim,
we were goodness. Worried there for just a moment. Thought we were going to have to go down there and have a conversation with Jim DeMint.
Well, I don't think Al and I are going to be working together on too many things. But
All right.
Senator Jim DeMint from the Heritage Foundation, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, too. All right.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.